With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the Supreme Court blocking a Texas immigration enforcement law.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, another state banning transgender treatments.
Idaho lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for transgender treatments, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. The legislation already has passed the House and only needs to clear the Senate this week before being sent to Governor Brad Little's desk, where it would likely be signed into law. The Republican governor has said repeatedly that he does not believe public funds should be used for transgender treatments. Keith Peters reporting.
The IOC says Russian and Belarusian athletes will not be allowed to take part in the traditional parade at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. The opening ceremony on July 26 will see thousands of athletes travel on boats down the River Seine toward the Eiffel Tower instead of the normal parade of teams inside a stadium. Athletes from Russia and Belarus who are approved to compete at the Olympics as neutrals will have a chance only to, quote, experience the event. The Dow ahead 239 points, the Nasdaq adding 63. This is SRN News. A new survey seeks to measure the LGBT population.
The Gallup poll indicates that about 1 in 13 U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That includes less than 1 in 100 of the total population who say they are transgender. However, the gay lifestyle seems to be increasingly popular with America's youngest people. The Gallup study finds that a higher proportion of 20-something adults identify as LGBT, a little over one-fifth of those born from 1997 through 2005. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the number of Muslim students in public schools growing, officials are grappling with their needs during Ramadan, when dawn to dusk fasting is a duty of Islam. At one magnet school in St. Paul, Minnesota, which includes many Muslim students from Somalia, an area of the library has been set aside for those who are fasting so they don't need to be in the cafeteria. This is SRN News. A new poll gives a Trump-endorsed Senate candidate a big edge in today's Republican primary in Ohio. Bob Agnew reports.
An Emerson College survey released on Monday gives Bernie Moreno a 9-point edge over his closest GOP rival. That's after former President Trump paid a visit to the state over the weekend to campaign on his behalf. Ohio is of critical importance to Republicans who believe they can flip the seat of Democrat Sherrod Brown in their quest to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agner reporting.
A California legislator backed by former President Trump and a sheriff who promises to harden the nation's poorest borders are facing off in a special U.S. House election. State Assemblymember Vince Fong and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bedreau, both Republicans, they're vying to complete the remaining term of ousted former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.